have us here? I mean, really. No, you're good.
No, I can't hear me at all.
No, you sound just fine.
John, I see I'm mic three.
Mic three, pick it up.
Do I sound better now? Or do I sound worse?
I don't know.
Put down mic two. You're making me nervous.
You're peeking. No, I'll put down your two. Why don't you switch to the other mic?
That was
that you? Is that me?
I don't know. No. Check, check, check. All right.
Let's just put mic three. Put that. Put it.
Put
back
it way. I'm gonna hide it over here.
Well, we were keeping it in a bottle of water before. We just
I thought it was
in a bucket of water.
Okay. I thought that was to help preserve it.
No, that's not how you preserve microphones. We only store them in formaldehyde. Formaldehyde.
Oh, okay. This is what I like about our show. Is we just like, well, let's see where the equipment's at.
Sexual organs.
Since we've last done our show, I'm gonna ignore that. I vaguely heard it. It was intriguing.
I was defining formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
Which is a preservative.
Or hermaphrodites.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Louvre in Paris?
I beg your pardon.
Have you been to the Louvre?
No, I have not.
Okay. There's a great statue from the Roman times of a hermaphrodite that is... Looks like this gorgeous... The way they have it set up, you can only see it from one side, then you go to the other side, and you see that she has a penis. And she looks like this hot girl, this woman. And you turn around, she has a penis, and it's like, it's jarring, but still kind of sexy in a crazy way. And it's like, whoa!
You're listening to her here on killradio.org.
But what was I going to say? It's like what we'd like about how we do this show. We come in, we just turn the mics, we just take the ball and run with it, and... How many people have touched this stuff since we last did this show?
I know. I do hope you wash your hands after.
And I was just saying, that's such a germaphobe alert. Like,
yeah.
And I don't.
If I was a germ.
As I get over a cold right now from the last Kill Radio meeting.
If I was a germ, I would definitely be going to the meetings and trying to get a slot at Kill Radio because it's the perfect place to be if you're a germ.
I thought you were going to like pick a specific one. Like, if I could be a bird, I'd be a seagull because they hang out at the beach all day. I could be a germ.
If I could be any kind of unemployed actor, I would be the kind that starts with J. So,
time to go to
have
music.
A good weekend?
I was in bed all weekend. I'm getting over a cold.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of that going around these days.
Yeah.
Speaking of germs.
Yes.
You probably got it
from
the fact that you rest your chin on the microphone the way you do.
Yes. I had a scab there from it.
Gross.
I know. I said, what does that mean? Who hired me? God.
Did you do this weekend? Your protest line? I have no idea.
I know, I should be equally as polite. Did you do anything interesting this weekend, John? I'm sure our listeners care more than I do.
There was a lot of intoxication and
alone or with Shannon?
Yes. And oh my God, Friday night Shannon had a girls' night. Since she moved to Texas, she hasn't really been able to establish a real network of friends because where she works, and she has it's mostly
it's guys
that work
right? Yeah, it's all testosterone.
So a couple of her friends have recently moved to LA from Texas, and they have friends here and everything. So there's this network of of girls, and so they had girl night where they played board games and had I don't know slow motion pillow fights or something, and
pervert.
So I had the night off, so I actually. Night off, not like it's a job, but I mean, I was on my own, and I knew if I stayed at home alone, there was no good was going to come out of that. So I went out with a friend of mine who I'd done a commercial with actually, and it was pretty funny. We had this big plan to go to this swanky nightclub, which I would never go to under any circumstances, except that I knew a guy who put us on the list, kind of thing.
Right, right.
I was like, well, I'll go in there sort of as a National Geographic expedition,
see Jane Goodall.
See how
the Serengeti.
The pink polo fraternity brother crowd, how the other half lives, And so we ended up going to a Japanese restaurant across the hall from, this was at the Hollywood Highland Complex.
Oh, okay.
We went to Koji's, the Shabu Shabu place, across from the club whose name is escaping
good?
Me at the moment. Yeah, it's great.
It looks great.
And so the guy I was hanging out with, he latched onto the waitress and started hitting on her all night. So the whole night consisted of me drinking, watching my friend hit on the waitress, which was undeniably fascinating. By the time it was we really should go to the club, a friend put us on the list. The time we get there, it was 12:30. The guest list was closed, and they wanted $20 for me to get in.
But for an hour.
For an hour. It was I don't know. I couldn't comprehend why they thought that made any sense at all. Like, I could see closing the guest list and then letting everyone in for free at that point. Right. Afterwards. They're like, oh, yeah. I got here too late to get in free because you're about to close. I'm going to give you $20.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense to me. So anyway, that was just a little peek into what my world might have been like if I weren't in a happy, committed relationship. It would be me and someone else hitting on a waitress.
That's sweet. At least it was at that Shabu Shabu place and not like Denny's or something or IHOP.
Yeah, and you know, I got to cook my own food, which I enjoy. So yeah.
You know, comedians have a weird thing about that. If I were a comedian, I'd say, wow, I'm paying money to cook my own food. Fuck you.
No, but you know what's great about cooking your own food at a restaurant is that it's something to do other than stare at the person opposite you and be like, so what'd you do this weekend?
I have been to
like we're doing right now. If we were cooking our own food right now, we'd be having a much more fulfilling conversation.
Oh, I'm totally
those awkward pauses would be filled by dumping slabs of raw meat into a boiling pot of water.
I'm totally fulfilled right now. I'm so totally fulfilled.
You look fulfilled. What kind of music did you bring in for us today? Or did the mailman bring in for us?
We're going all over the world again. We got some good stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, you do have new music from Melbourne. Oh, I thought you were just being silly because you sent that email.
No, you got that email. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was being serious.
You actually do have music from Greece and and Melbourne and Atlanta.
Yes. We're going to visit many happy lands today,
as I said
in the email.
I don't know. It seems like most of the music I get. Well, okay, I do get a lot of music from Glasgow, but most of the rest of the music
would
get
be domestic,
right? It's from LA, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we need some LA because we don't got any today.
It's from LA. From LA, yeah. I think almost everything I have today is almost everything, not quite everything. So
do you want me to start? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Why not?
This is a artist. I think we've played her already, or maybe it's because we're gonna play her again. Let me just check.
No, her name doesn't look familiar.
No, maybe we haven't played her yet. It's funny. I've had this playlist for a while. So her name's Jenny Riddle. She's out of Merrimack, Massachusetts. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/JennyRiddle. And the song called Emptiness. It's a great way to start the show. Are you ready?
What are you plugged into?
The manual. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, had you on mute there.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, brought you back.
You're listening to, where are we? KillRadio.org.
Yes, here.
Don't think I can move. just useless. Oh, empty, 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 emptiness.
I like this mic way better.
Unverbach. On Hear Hear, killradio.org.
That was, well, thanks, John. That was a ghostwriter out of Melbourne. That's in UK? Australia. God, I'm so embarrassed.
You should be.
No, I'm weird. Anyway, ghostwriter is actually spelled ghost. And then R-E-I-T-E-R out of Melbourne, Australia, myspace.com/ghostwriter. That was a song called What I Do. And again, before that, we heard Jenny Riddle with Emptiness, myspace.com/Jenny Riddle. And it was a nice little – I always like to start off soft. Why does that sound – does that sound funny because I actually thought about that? Why is that funny?
It's like I do. Because I don't know, I can't tell you.
Well, well, come on, let's be honest. The last two shows, we started off with what? Black, fudge,
primitive,
grunge,
sludge metal, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Gitmo, you know, Muzak that they use.
The Gitmo Muzak. That is the most awful thing I've ever heard. And true. And true. Speaking of awful and Australia, did you know that...
yes.
Did you see the thing with Bill Maher? I guess it was... I don't know which Halloween.
I want to hate Bill Maher,
like
but
Playboy
he's...
Playboy Mansion or something like that. You know he dressed as for Halloween?
No.
Steve Irwin, with complete with, you know, the crocodile.
Oh, no.
Complete with a stingray stinger sticking out of his chest.
Oh, no.
And I'm not sure. I might be going out on a limb here, but
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not funny. I think that's kind of fucked up.
This is where, see.
I mean, that's like when comedians do
where was
that,
this? At the Playboy Mansion?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it might have been, but I mean, it's sort of like. I'm pushing the envelope. No, what? You're really
no, you're
just
not.
Being an asshole.
Right. Here's where you used to see that kind of stuff all the time was when before the Halloween festival in West Hollywood got really huge, you would see that kind of stuff. I remember when Christo did that those series of umbrellas up the grapevine, and one blew over and impaled a woman, and so many people were dressed up as impaled women with pink umbrellas in them.
Wow.
And then that one time, that one golfer who died on that plane, I guess it got into autopilot, but all it decompressed inside, so they all asphyxiated. Do you remember that one famous golfer? So people were dressed up as golfers with blue face.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So you see that kind of commentary, which I think – we're coming really hot, by the way. Is it the trims?
Well, no, but it's because Bennett set the levels up higher so that it could be better heard.
Okay, well, I'll trust that it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's not sounding okay, someone please instant message us. Yeah. Kill Radio Station is the handle.
Yeah, .org.
Someone please save us from ourselves.
Yeah, just in case we're being too loud.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what – you see that kind of commentary. Now, for the people to do it to make fun of something that happened in popular culture, I think that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But for a celebrity to do it, I mean, that seems like
– oh, that's interesting.
That's where it's –
I almost feel like a celebrity is – it's okay for a celebrity to get away with it.
To treat another celebrity that way?
Well, maybe not another celebrity. Weird. But the point is like a celebrity always gets stuff sort of, you know, thrown at them. Like they take a lot of heat.
But they're celebrities.
And especially Bill Maher, he's taken a lot of heat for just being outspoken and in many cases unfairly, right? So almost I'm willing to give him a little more leeway than I would just some guy down the street who's like, hey, look at me. I'm trying to be funny. I'm making fun of Steve Irwin. He just got killed in a tragic accident.
When you look at celebrities versus people who don't have that kind of status, I don't like the term non-celebrity because that gives celebrity like a thing, like it's a thing.
Right, but it is a thing.
It is a thing, but you get a lot of privilege in that world. You lose some things. You lose your anonymity, which is major, but overall it works out in your favor.
Yeah.
You get a lot of free shit.
I'm saying in that specific case, someone really ought to send him a letter saying, you know, you're smart, you're funny, but you're not quite as funny as you think you are. I don't know.
I just think of celebrity doing that as tacky, and public can get away with it.
Tacky, that's what that is. But enough about Halloween, because that was so last week.
David France says we sound great.
Woohoo! David and France.
Oh, wait, no, great. He says we sound okay. You fucking dick.
Oh, God.
God, what? Okay, we're not here to sound okay.
You know, and I'm not. So hard
to sound substantial.
And really, mostly just for him.
I know.
Oh, it could bring it down a notch. Mm. You two are louder than Bennett.
Oh, that's saying something.
That is hugely loud. All right, this is the sound of me bringing the levels down. Is that any better? Okay.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, great. Okay. So why don't we go into some music? This is Hear Hear. Oh, actually, you're kind of tweaking out there.
Can you see it?
What?
Can you tell? I thought I was covering pretty well.
Oh, yes. You're listening to Hear Hear, which is the greatest submission show in the universe.
And I need to turn the ceiling fan on because it is so hot in here.
You're probably waiting to hear the music that you submitted.
I am.
And that's cool. So I hope that you are The Foundation because I'm about to play The Foundation, which is a rock band in Los Angeles.
Yay.
And they've been playing all over Viper Room, Roxy, Derby, Dragonfly, you name it. And they recently played in they competed in the first annual LA Weekly Detour Battle of the Bands, and they beat out 80 other local bands in that competition. Oh,
see,
someone on the outside.
Someone's listening to the stream in the other office, and 5 seconds after I said it, because that's when they heard it, they go, oh, Mark wants the ceiling fan on.
Right. 30 seconds from now, they'll hear that. And now they'll hear, thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And then 30 seconds later, we'll get a you're welcome. This is The Foundation. Wow. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Something hot! Snip a
You're here.
Praise the Lord.
And the Lord said it was good. That was The Foundation. And you can check them out, myspace.com/thefoundation.
That was fun. Oh, my God.
Yes. And they rock.
Am I really that loud? No, it's just my ears today or something.
Oh, my God.
Freaking out.
Is my mic really that whiny? Do I have a nasal tone? Awesome. Thank you, Foundation, for submitting your music.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're listening live now, that's awesome. If you know someone who would want to listen to this later, or you want to tell your friends something like that, we're going to, of course, upload the show to the Kill Radio archives and make it available for you later today. So check, drop by myspace.com/here, H-E-A-R underscore here, H-E-R-E, and go to the blog, and then you'll be able to download all the past shows, including this one.
And the other thing is we will be re-webcasting this show on Friday from 2 to 4.
Yes, we have put in place.
I always forget to mention that because we've been doing that with certain shows.
Yes.
And like I always forget to say like my Friday show rebroadcast on Thursdays.
Not that I like to talk about myself or anything, but I do a show on Fridays, and it's called Close Your Eyes.
You do
Mark,
that show?
No. Tell us about it, Mark. Tell us about
Close Your Eyes. Oh, that wasn't the reason. I was just saying.
No, but we usually have the segment of the show where we mention it. So we want
to. No, the other show that I do, because we both this is kind of a. This is like a guilty pleasure show of ours that we're doing right now that has turned into beyond guilty pleasure. It's turned into so much fun.
I look at this show as community service.
No, you don't.
Is
that why you're
like,
wearing an orange jumpsuit?
Exactly. Like this is what I have to do here, or else they'll never take my anklet off.
And then when we're playing music,
just so happens I also enjoy it.
When we go to music, he goes back to vacuuming. Anyway, we both start off at Kill Radio, our illustrious career at Kill Radio.
Yes.
We both start off doing very specific shows.
And by then, career, we mean unpaid volunteer action.
Yeah, that's true. You're not paid? Uh-huh. Oh, I'm not
paid. Are you paid?
I'm not paid, no. No.
Because I haven't got...
No.
Are you...
No, no, no. I don't get a check in the mail every week. No.
Because I thought...
What?
It is.
What, John? Say it. What?
No. Tell us about your show.
No one gets paid, John. No, I do a show on Fridays called Close Your Eyes, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's music, it's spirituality, and it's meditation, and that's about it.
It used to be called Close Your Ears, but then you didn't get any listeners that way. Well,
can I tell you the dumbest thing I just realized? Every time I abbreviate the show, I would do CYA. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that for 2 years now. What are the abbreviation of the show? What is the real abbreviation of Close Your Eyes?
CYE.
Yeah.
Interesting. Does that mean you're retarded?
I think it means English is obviously my second language.
Huh. I guess because you hear like eyes and you think
Captain.
Yeah. That you should change it. You should close your eyes. You spell eyes A-Y-E-S. I think that's awesome.
So yeah. So that's
it's a pirate show.
So that's on. God, I could do it from that bar downtown. So that's Fridays from 12 to 2. I've been doing that show for over 2 years now. And then afterwards is when I've been rebroadcasting today's show or the previous Monday show of Here.
Yes.
So that's been fun.
Yes.
And then is there really a new show after that, the IMC News Hour? Does that happen like at 4?
Fridays?
It's on the schedule on killrail.org, but it's not here.
What are you talking about? On Fridays?
Yes.
No, there's nothing going on.
Okay.
That I know of. Okay. Anyway.
And then, John, you do a show, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And you do a three-hour show. What's that?
It's like not 3 hours. It's not
three-hour tour?
No. I wrote it as 3 hours on the schedule in the room here so that I could use that hour to play an archive of the people who do that while I clean up the mess that I made from having a band in here.
I see.
And then after that is when I play Close Your Eyes.
Yes.
Have
you ever heard the show?
Yes, of course, absolutely. And so I do Is Good on Thursday mornings, and I basically DJ for an hour, music that mm-hmm. I enjoy, and then I interview a band. I've interviewed a different band every week since August of 2005.
I think that's just so amazing when you think about it, just scheduling a band and...
Oh, my, I don't know if you heard...
Has anyone flaked at the last minute?
I have been very lucky. I've only had one band flake at the last minute. It was early in the show. I had only been doing the show for a few months, and I actually... was able to get them on the phone, play their music through their MySpace page, and do
great.
The interview over the phone. So I haven't canceled a show due to any fault of the band yet, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. There's no is this wood? Okay, good.
I do really good impersonations. If you need me to impersonate a band, I could totally call in.
Oh, I thought you need to. We were gonna impersonate a piece of wood. So I can
no, no, we got wood right here.
I don't know if you heard this Thursday's show. I had an act called Life with an Astronaut.
Uh-huh.
Covers of Misfits and the Smiths, and just wails on guitar, really incredible, and he's 12.
Shut up.
12 years old and just like unbelievably talented.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you can download his interview. If you go to isgoodmusic.com, you can download all the interviews of all the bands that I've had on the show. And also I should point out I'm starting to do Is Good Music showcases at M Bar in Hollywood as part of their new M Bar Nights promotion thing. And
where's M Bar again?
That's on Vine Street and Fountain.
Fountain.
Yeah. And this coming was it November 18th?
That's right by the DMV, right?
Across the street from the DMV, yeah. Or it's across, no, it's not it's the not, DMV, it's like the Social Security Admin building or something like that.
I'm not clear what's at. Fountain. Yeah. I'm thinking of
anyway,
something else.
The two bands that I'm putting on November 18th are both incredible bands. One is called Eject, and they're myspace.com/ejectthemand, and the other one is Protostar, which is a SoCal Music Award winner, best electro rock band, myspace.com/protostar, and there's an extra R at the end. That's just the way they do it. So anyway, so that's a free show, so check
cool.
it out. And you can go to myspace.com/mbarnights and isgoodmusic.com for more info. Okay, let's move on with the show.
I know, you've been talking really
fast now.
No,
I had a lot of information I have to get out, and I just realized it's 12:30-something, and
we barely played
anything. Pretty early in the show, so let's go back to some music.
Just real quick before I forget, I was like looking around MySpace, and I found a band called The Misfats, and it was a bunch of fat guys. I thought it was so brilliant on
that's
so
funny.
Many levels. Speaking of... nothing related to that. Out of Jefferson City, Missouri. I had to make sure that Emma was from Missouri because I forgot.
Cause right, as opposed to the other state.
Well, I would think Montana, but Montana must be M-N?
No, that's Minnesota.
See, that's where it's those M ones that get confusing.
Does anybody know what Montana is?
M-T?
Maybe.
I think it has to be.
I don't recall ever seeing that, but then I don't recall ever actually seeing anything from Montana.
I don't know anyone in Montana, so why would I care? This is a band called the Genocides.
Which is a great name.
I know. Not Genocides, Genocides. Out of Jefferson City, Montana. I like to say Jefferson City because it's not just in Montana, too. Missouri. Missouri, I should say it the right way, perhaps.
Right.
This is a song called High Street Hooligans. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/// The Genocides. The GUINNECIDES. Almost like Guinness beer and then sides, but without the SS, right?
Yes, although I don't know. I think it always comes back to Nazis with you, but yes.
I didn't say anything about a Nazi just then. I think you're being insecure, John. Let's go to the music. You ready?
I'm waiting.
All right.
Let's do it. Do it already. Let's go. Come on. Here, here.
Yeah. lipstick. I live just like a woman wit. You don't know what's wrong. This is so right. You don't know what's wrong. This is so right.
That's so weird.
That is weird. How
that song I had rebelling
against that song, which was a cool song, which is further evidence that iTunes just doesn't understand music.
Right. That's why I don't buy anything off the iTunes Music Store.
Really? You don't buy anything off iTunes Music Store?
No, I'm so lying. I buy everything off the iTunes Music Store.
I see. What was that band? That was a song called. That we got to hear 1.5 times.
Well, we basically heard it. There was about 18 seconds left in the song. No, it's actually more. There's about 30 seconds left in the song when it picked up again, and then it just stops abruptly. So it's weird. That was out of Atlanta, a group called Tendaberry, song called Cold Boy. Great song. That's why we played it twice.
Nice.
It's only a minute 52. It deserves to be longer. And then again, before that was the Genocides. Oh, wait, first of all, myspace.com/Tendaberry, that's 10 as in the number 10, duh as in the, D-A, and then berry as in booberry. Do you know booberry?
That makes the milk purple?
Blue, yeah.
Purple.
Yeah? I was totally a Count Chocula guy.
Do you like chocolate-flavored cereal? Because I just think it's abhorrent.
Chocolate is weird. Also, like chocolate-flavored gum.
That exists?
It was called Fudge Bubble, which sounds so does that sound so nasty?
Oh.
I actually have some chocolate flavored lip gloss in my bag. Of course.
Moving on.
You know. Anyway, that was Tendaberry, myspace.com/Tendaberry out of Atlanta, Georgia. The before that, Jefferson City, Missouri, the Genocides with High Street Hooligans, myspace.com/TheGenocides.
Well,
thank you so much. That was a great set.
I have a band here from Philadelphia called Plastron. And one of the reasons I love Plastron is they sent me a sticker.
They sent you a nice sticker.
It's a beautiful sticker. Plastron has a myspace.com/PLASTRON as well as plastron.org. And let me just read a little thing here. Amazon.com describes their album Super Sex Hero. It says it offers a wide array of original music, nothing like you've heard before, and defying any stylistic category or bounds. That is quite a compliment.
Wow.
The CD they sent us is called Enchanted Evening. Unfortunately, Enchanted Evening is only available at CD Baby, iTunes, Rhapsody, BuyMusic, eMusic, New Napster, AOL's MusicNet, Music Match, TireRecords.com, and BestBuy.com.
So shoot, where do we go to get it?
You know what? Just go to the MySpace page.
Okay.
This is Plastron on Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. Thank you.
What you got?
Here, here. That was Plastron from, brought to us by, I'm not making this up, Master Beta Records.
Aww.
The name of that album is Enchanted Evening. We're just listening to the tracks Scary Circus and Jet Fueled Mind. Also, they have another album called Super Sex Hero, which I should warn you, is only available from Amazon.com, iTunes Music Store, CDUniverse.com, CDNow.com, CircuitCity.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com, SonicNet.com,
Buy.com,
Yahoo.com, SamGoody.com, VirginMega.com, ArtistDirect.com, WaldenBooks.com, Target.com, HMV.com, and of course, FYE.com. So go get yourself some Plastron.
Yay.
Get Plastron. Thank you for your submission. MySpace.com/Plastron. So, everybody vote tomorrow.
And especially you non-Americans, come on down and vote.
Yes.
Please.
And I don't care who
what
you vote
state,
for.
What are the contested states?
We should.
What are the
Republican.
What are the big states? What are the battleground states right now?
Because
we can send Dave Parker there. That's one extra vote. Assuming he votes for our side.
True, true. Big states, big states.
I don't even know. California is never a battleground state.
Delaware. No, I have no idea. California is not necessarily a battleground state.
Never.
Although it could go either way with the 270 billion propositions.
Yeah, I should look up how many
very
we have.
Important. If you vote no on the wrong proposition, everybody loses a toe. It's
hopefully the baby toe
going on.
Because we are evolving away from the baby toe. Does your baby toe curl in, or is it totally flat to the ground?
I'm going
to
start by asking you what a baby toe is.
The
I
little
really
baby one.
Oh, the small one on the outside?
Welcome to...
it's called a baby
welcome
toe? What do you call your pinky? Is that your baby finger?
No, that's called the pinky. That's why it has that name.
Oh. And you're saying that...
So you're saying...
You're
no, what this is alluding to is... what? No, what you're alluding to is...
Can anybody out there not have...
No one...
The pinky toe?
Ever played this little
I think they call it a pinky toe. Now that
no
I,
one
now
ever
that
played this little piggy went to market with your feet when you were a baby. You were a deprived child. That's why you don't know about that being the baby toe.
My family's Jewish. They don't eat pork.
So you don't even entertain the idea of pigs in little outfits going
exactly
to the store.
Exactly. That's
you know the other thing
that's
is?
That's what you call an unkosher.
Can I tell you the reactions I got when I used to say that Jews don't believe in Frosty, the snowman? And people
that's funny because we do. We don't believe in Jesus, but Frosty the Snowman, I'm quite certain.
No, I would go, this is when I worked at this one TV production company, and of course the two execs were total batted for the Hebrew team. I would go, well, you know the Jews don't believe in Frosty. And I was, of course, known as the total goyim.
Frosty the Snowman, right? That,
yes.
That he's,
I go, you know the Jews don't believe in Frosty the Snowman. And they're like, what? I go, hello, he wears a top hat. Protestantism. God, you guys, so insensitive.
But the Orthodox Jews do wear top hats. In reverence to Frosty the Snowman.
But Frosty the Snowman doesn't have the little twirly down hair thingies. What are those called? I know,
you,
I always forget.
Testing my Judaism live on the air. There's a name for it, and I can't remember.
I used to be so...
Dave knows everything. He's
I know,
just sitting
really
there.
He'll just look it
up
on the internet.
Day.
Yeah. That was
ow!
Rude.
You just punched
me
in my bad
no,
knee.
I slapped your knee. I didn't punch it.
I thought
that was
surgery.
Rude. He just sits around France all day looking up stuff on the internet. What a dick.
No, I didn't. Ouch.
God.
I didn't mean it in a negative way. I mean, it just someone we can rely on for information.
I know. You just were rude to him.
I didn't mean it. Dave, I'm sorry. I honestly didn't mean it in a rude way at all.
I don't think you know what you meant.
Well, apparently, I should rely on you to inform me.
Man.
I was like doing a show with a
it is true, though. Yeah. What is... He listens to our show, and he listens to Bennett's show. We're the two, between us and Bennett, that's half of Kill Radio's programming right there.
The live programming, anyway.
Yeah.
That's not fair, though. There are some excellent shows on Kill Radio.
Yeah, there's some new ones coming,
shows
too.
Almost every other month. Let's go back to music.
Please. It's my turn. We're going to go to some many lovely lands outside the United States right now.
Hooray.
We've all been to Glasgow, so let's just hear some more from Glasgow, why don't we? God, those guys. They really right, suckered us, right? They're like, you know what? Those guys will play you. Oh, really?
You're
they'll play
two Scottish bands in a row, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a band out of Glasgow that's in the UK, also known as Great Britain, also known as England.
Yes, yes.
Any more words we forgot?
British Isle adjacent.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how many people are... Oh, my mom's calling me.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go to music so I can talk to her. I'm probably going to clean my room or something. This is a
team... important things to do. Can we put some music on?
This is a band called Team Salt. The song is Fragile Stranglehold, which is basically my kung fu technique. You're listening to Hear Hear, killradio.org. We'll be right back. You're here. KillRadio.org. That was Raining Pleasure.
Yes, it was.
Out of Greece. I don't know where exactly. I never got an answer back about where exactly. I mean, Greece is a big country, and so when they just say Greece, it's like, come on,
right,
where?
It's by Scotland.
Yes. I mean,
we have to call you out. You did slip up and say that Glasgow is in England, which is a technical inaccuracy.
Technically, yes.
It's near
It's
England,
in the UK.
And it hates England.
And it's in Great Britain.
Yes.
But it's not England. England is much more specific.
So
that's
let's clear that up. Yeah. So Glasgow is in France. Now,
Puerto Rico.
Greece.
is just a commonwealth. It's
Cambodia,
not a state.
And
yeah, Greece is actually a commonwealth of the moon planet.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever. Anyway, that was Raining Pleasure out of Greece. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/raining pleasure.
California is not a planet. A lot of people think it's a planet. It's really just another state.
I'm a big fan of us being our own country, though. If Schwarzenegger wants me to vote for him, all he says is, we're going to secede from the Union. I'm like, fuck yeah.
I say let the earthquakes decide whether or not California secedes.
No. It's not going to happen that way.
Right. Nothing bad ever happens.
No, it's not that. It's just that it wouldn't cause us to like float away or something.
We wouldn't go into World War based on bullshit, would we?
Oh, well, that we would. That's different.
No. Come on. With all these thinking people around?
Remember, we never were about staying the course. Ever.
The golf course.
Did you ever see that? I just saw
you. We should switch over to the next stream.
All right. You want to do it now while I'm still talking so it sees where we end up?
Yep.
I say that because last time we were like, okay, we're going to switch over. And we even waited.
Do it now, even while you're talking.
Okay. And we'll see which side. Because there's a delay in the way it records. I don't even need to explain it. Hello, I can't even talk and do anything at the same time.